You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Joining us now on the fan hotline, legendary character actor Clint Howard, whose career I have followed forever. He's going to be in town. Galaxy Con coming to Cleveland for the first time this weekend. It's at Huntington Convention Center, right downtown. And a guy who has been in horror movies and every other kind of movie you could possibly imagine is going to be there. He was in Evil Speak, Silent Night, Deadly Night 4, Carnosaur, Ticks, Ice Cream Man. I could keep going. Clint Howard, welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for joining us, Clint.
Well, good morning. I really appreciate that. And you took a deep dive when you started mentioning Evil Speak and you know, Silent Night, Deadly Night, Part 4 and Part 5, mind you.
If you don't like horror movies, you might not know that Clint has done all of these. Clint, I know you from everything else. What's with the horror movies? I know you love them. Why? As a guy who's been in so many different types of things, what is it about this genre you love?
Well, I'll tell you what. What I love about it is gainful employment.
you sound like us.
My dad, Rance Howard, was a wonderful man. He taught both myself and my brother really the fundamentals of acting and life. And one thing he said, he himself as a character actor was really, really reluctant to turn work down. You know, if they offer you a good paying job, you might want to think about taking it. And so, you know, the first horror movie I did was Evil Speak. When I read the script, I saw that, you know, boy, could this be considered questionable? I mean, this kid gets possessed by the devil and cuts people's heads off.
That sounds normal these days.
I was about 20 years old at the time, and I talked to my dad about it. He goes, you know, son, if you don't take the job, somebody else will. So anyway, I've had a wonderful career making horror movies. I'm making comedies, you know, Austin Powers. My episode of Seinfeld was something that has stayed with me for a long time.
Classic.
Waterboy. I've been in the business for 63 years, and I've been able to do a lot of different kinds of work.
I love watching your career, Clint, and Clint's family, Ron Howard. Your brother, your dad, Rance, your father, Gene, or your mother, Jean, you guys were all in so many things and in so many things together. The one thing I've always wondered, Clint, in watching your family, because I love picking your dad out of shows, because you see your dad in all kinds of different things. How in the world did your parents balance raising you and Ron while you're starring in Gentle Ben and he's in the Andy Griffith Show? You're young kids with parents, and you're doing all this. To me, it was fascinating to watch. How did they pull that off?
Oh, listen, this may sound a little corny, but I don't believe it is. I think they pulled it off with love. Dad loved his boys. He loved his wife, and he loved the opportunity to work in the entertainment business. And he respected it. You know, one thing that we learned is not to get intimidated by the situation, to just to deal with it one, you know, kind of one moment at a time. So anyway, you know, for us, it was normal. It's, you know, Ron and I wrote a book 3 or 4 years ago called The Boys, a memoir of Hollywood and family. And it was a New York Times bestseller. And it really chronicles our thoughts and our lives as child actors. And so I think for people that are interested in that, in this kind of stuff, to get a copy of The Boys, or you can also get it on audio tape, which is kind of fun because Ron speaks his words and I speak my words.
Oh, nice.
So it just talks about, you know, the journey, the wild ride that we had. And it really wasn't that wild. It was unique, but it wasn't that wild. And it was, we really owe it all to Mom and Dad.
Clint Howard joining us on the Fan Hotline. You can see him at Nightmare Weekend in downtown Cleveland at the Huntington Convention Center this weekend, August 29th through the 31st. Meet Ron McFoley, Clint McFoley, various other people along the way. So, Clint, you were in The Waterboy as well, which, of course, we are a sports talk station, so we got to hit the sports film. How much fun was it being on the set with Adam Sandler and that whole group recording The Waterboy?
I only worked on that show for like 3 days. It's, I'm throughout the movie, but the way they shot it, they, you know, when it was time to do my stuff, they shot me. And it was Jimmy Johnson getting to tousle Jimmy Johnson's hair. it was a huge thrill. I appreciated the opportunity to be in this. I'm a huge sports guy. The opportunity to be in that film was a blast, and it didn't disappoint. One thing I got to mention about Sandler, first of all, Adam is a frigging mensch of all mensches. What a wonderful man he is. And he always has been. But I got to work. I got to work a year or two after Waterboy. I got to be with Ozzy Osbourne. Because I worked in a movie called Little Nicky.
Wow.
And Ozzy and I worked in the same scene, and we spent time in the makeup room together. And Ozzy was just, you know, absolutely just a one of those one in a lifetime guys to you know, kind of get to know. And just, I mean, granted, we were in the makeup room. I mean, I only had a few brief conversations with Ozzy, but what a sweet dude. And frigging, you know, his impact on the world, and obviously on his family. Ozzy had a huge impact on his clan. And when you think about it, you think, Prince of Darkness, what a nutty guy, yeah. Probably overindulged. But the fact is, you know, he was a genuine, genuine dude. And there was, in my mind, when I looked at him, I didn't see Prince of Darkness. I saw Prince of Fun and Prince of Love.
Clint Howard's joining us. Clint has been in so many different things, hundreds and hundreds of acting credits. I'm thinking that you're going to play along with this. Can we give you a quiz about you?
Oh yeah, shit! If I don't score 100, I got to go check myself into the mental hospital.
That was kind of our thinking. We even made an open for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Hit it, Dano.
Baskin and Phelps present, how well does Clint Howard know Clint Howard?
Best tackler I've seen since Joe Montana.
Clint, not everybody gets their own little intro.
That's awesome.
I'm just telling you.
Can you send me a copy of that?
Yeah. Yes, we will, actually. We're going to start with this one. You ready?
Of course.
My reference on this is...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Wikipedia, so who knows if it's right or not. According to Wikipedia, you appeared in all but which one of these 1960s, 1970s crime detective lawyer shows? Which one did you not appear in? And I'll give you all of them, and then you tell me. Judd for the Defense, The FBI, The Fugitive, Mod Squad, Barnaby Jones, The Streets of San Francisco, The Rookies.
Barnaby Jones.
You are correct. Way to go. Clint Howard is one for one. According to Wikipedia, you appeared in all but which one of these 1960s, 1970s sitcoms? Happy Days, The Odd Couple, The Patty Duke Show, Nanny and the Professor, The Partridge Family, Family Affair.
Partridge Family.
You're two for two. I am very impressed. See, you've been in so many things. I'm wondering if you're even aware of which ones you haven't been in. By God, you're on the money. One more of these. According to Wikipedia, you appeared in all but which one of these 1960s, 1970s westerns? You are a man for all genres. Now in the horror stuff. Gunsmoke, Bonanza, The Big Valley, Lancer, The Virginian, Laredo.
Big Valley.
Oh, my God. You're on fire. That's really good.
No, excuse me. I have brain cells.
But you were like nine when you did some of these. That's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing that gets me. All right, here's one more.
Hold on. I can remember. I think I could remember everything I've ever done.
Can you really?
It's just weird.
Well, you were what, three when you were Leon on the Andy Griffith Show, right? Weren't you three?
I have no memory of that. I have no memory of working on the show, but of course I have got a memory being associated with the Andy Griffith Show. I mean, that was, you know, Ron working on it and being in that atmosphere.
Your dad was on it.
Yes, my dad did actually two different characters. But let me just tell you, before you do the last one,
yeah,
you're using Wikipedia as a source, okay? And I understand with the search engines and the frigging algorithms and stuff, they get a miraculous amount of information correct and filed in the right order.
Yeah.
I can sit, like, it's like this giant collection of baseball cards, and they can just instantly sort out. Everybody's got their own pile of baseball cards. But anyway, with Wikipedia, when Wikipedia first came out, I have a page, this thing, Wikipedia came out, and it's this giant encyclopedia, and there's a page that says Clint Howard, and they said that I played World of Warcraft, and I reportedly breeded chinchillas.
I'm assuming over two.
How'd that go for you?
whoever or whatever decided to throw that card down and said that I was reportedly a chinchilla breeder was I did a screenshot of it and saved it. And the answer to that one is no. I've never bred a chinchilla. The only time I ever saw a chinchilla was in a pet store.
That's awesome. I have two more. You ready?
Sure.
You appeared in all three of the Austin Powers movies. You were great in them.
Thank you.
What was the name of the character you played in those movies?
Well, okay, now this is technical, because actually there were two names. Johnson was the name that everybody thinks that I was, because I was Johnson in the part two when they did the famous joke, is it looks like a Johnson.
Yes.
Johnson. Okay, but I believe in the very first one I was Peters, radar operator Peters. But I know Johnson is what, you know, that they had no idea they were going to be doing sequels. Then Austin Powers' experience was wonderful, because this fellow Jay Roach, who's a really nice guy, he was a young filmmaker. I started working with him on a TV series called Space Rangers back in the early 90s. And then later on, it was in the late 90s. He called me up and he goes, listen, I'm directing this movie with Mike Myers, and he's unrecognizable. He plays characters that you don't even really know it's Mike Myers. And we want to put as many recognizable people in the movie that we can. Would you like to do a part? And I said, sure, Jay, because he had been a writer on Space Rangers and I liked him. And so I went and worked on that movie. The first one, Austin Powers, of course, it went through the roof. And then they made the second one, which is, in my mind, one of the great comedies of all time. And then, of course, they did the third one, which was kind of a victory lap where everybody got paid. And,
thank you.
Know, it was, yes, thank you very much. I like victory laps. So anyway, listen, guys, I feel so fortunate, and I've been blessed, and I'm lucky, and I'm grateful. This career that I've had that has gone on for this long and has included such a wide range of work, some silly, some serious, Apollo 13.
You were great in it, by the way.
Thank you. I've done a lot of things that have gravity, pardon the pun. I feel very lucky. And like, for instance, my wife Kat and I are going to be going to Cleveland and meeting the fans and everything. And I've been assembling my collection. I take a box with me. I take a box of photos, you know, with me. And we have literally probably 40 different photos from various shows, from the Westerns, the old Westerns, to the science fiction and horror is what people really go to when they go to these conventions, like Ice Cream Man, and Evil Speak, and Ticks, and of course there was a movie called The Wraith that was, you know, kind of an interesting sci-fi movie. And I'm actually, this morning I was putting my box together and I was looking at all the different photos and I'm going, my God, what a memory lane.
What a career. Congratulations on that. That's awesome.
I want to encourage, it's not just me. There's a lot of interesting people that go to these conventions as celebrities, lots of great vendors. The GalaxyCon people put together a great show. And for people that haven't gone to one of these conventions, they ought to think about throwing down their $15 or whatever it is. It's not a huge amount of money to get into the door. And you can go and walk around and see people and do things and maybe pick up a T-shirt or maybe pick up a signed autograph photo.
That's awesome. It's Clint Howard. He's going to be at GalaxyCon Huntington Convention Center. It's the Nightmare Weekend, August 29th through the 31st. Thanks for being a great sport. Thanks for knowing your own career. And Clint, a pleasure to have you with us.
This
Thanks,
was outstanding.
Buddy.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, guys. No problem. Let's do it again sometime.
I'd love to.
Sounds
Thanks,
like
Clint.
A ball.
Clint yeah. Howard, in town this weekend and joining us right there on the Fan Hotline. Well, that was fun.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.